From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from the University of Chicago Graduate School of Business. Constantly question, test ideas, seek proof. That's the Chicago approach at chicagogsb.edu.
I almost said the F word in front of my daughter this afternoon. Not that F word. I'm talking about F-A-T. It's how I felt when I caught a glimpse of myself reflected in the Banana Republic window. I'm not really. I can honestly say that my body image in my 40s is better than it's ever been, usually. I've accepted that I will not be a waif or tall and willowy in this lifetime. And on most days, I appreciate my athletic build and strength. But after a week out of town spent eating too much and not exercising enough, I'd gained a couple of pounds, and the old I'm fat tape started playing in my head. I barely stopped myself from saying the words out loud. But one of my missions as a mother is to avoid contaminating my daughter with the negative body image I, and most women I know, have struggled with. So even when I'm feeling pudgy, I try not to criticize my body in front of her. She's not yet 5, but she's already taking note of diet commercials and messages from the media that thin is good. The other day she told me, "Mama, did you know that there's medicine that can help you lose weight?" Almost as incredulous as when she discovered Curious George on TV. And when I picked her up from preschool last week, she announced that me and Isabel are going on a diet so we can get small enough to live in a flower. Talking about living in a flower is cute. Talking about losing weight at her age is scary. She thinks dieting is a game. I know what it's like to obsess about weight at a young age and to measure one's self-worth according to what a scale says. And I know that now girls start down that path even earlier. Helping my daughter cultivate a healthy body image in our society will be an uphill battle. But at least if she grows up hearing me say, "I'm strong," instead of "I'm fat," she may have a chance. With The Perspective, I'm Dorothy O'Donnell.
The opinions expressed in The Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available voice-activated navigation. More at acura.com/RDX.